Well, we've been checking in on coronavirus cases around the world. Right now, we want to go to Turkey, where the number of confirmed cases is nearing 100,000 and the death toll is over 2,000. Turkey's health minister says the pandemic is under control, but critics have their doubts. NPR's Peter Kenyon joins us from Istanbul. And Peter, what is life like there right now?
Well, it is a beautiful spring day. The weather's gorgeous and everybody's stuck inside is basically the story. The city is so quiet, you're hearing birds that you never knew existed before. There's a pod of dolphins out in the Bosporus. I saw them this morning. They were easy to spot by the cloud of gulls hovering over them. And people say their return is because of the lack of noisy ship engines moving through the strait. It's just much quieter. A few tankers here and there, but nothing like the usual marine traffic. The roads are also quiet. So basically, Istanbul is quite a peaceful place.
We've been hearing about those large number of cases there. What is Turkey doing to combat and contain the coronavirus and COVID-19?
Well, Turkey imposed a curfew on the bulk of its population for the past 2 weekends, and that has now been expanded to 4 days. There's a 6-foot social distancing rule, and the Interior Ministry says more than 3,000 people have been cited for violating that. Schools are closed, large gatherings canceled, non-essential businesses are shut. Now, there's a key period coming up, the holy month of Ramadan. The health minister says it's crucial that this not be seen as an excuse to relax the social distancing or other measures. It's often a time for large family gatherings, not this year.
Are folks feeling confidence in the government and in the actions that they're taking that you mentioned?
Well, there are critics who argue Turkey's still trying too hard to keep the economy going, and the absence of a full 24/7 lockdown could be putting lives at risk. The high tally of new cases is worrying to many, but on the other hand, the death rate in Turkey remains relatively low, less than half the rate of Iran next door, for example. There is also criticism about the reliability of the official figures, and a lot of that is due to testing. Some 750,000 tests have been carried out so far. But, you know, in a country with 81 million people, that can still come in for criticism.
I want to ask you about something else. So elsewhere, there are concerns that the ruling parties may be using this pandemic to consolidate power and weaken their rivals. We talked about this actually in regards to Poland yesterday. Is that an issue in Turkey?
It's certainly a big concern among the opposition parties here. They are arguing that President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and his ruling party have basically spent a decade and a half accumulating and expanding their political power at the expense of the opposition. In a recent speech in response, Erdogan accuses the opposition of putting on what he calls a political show instead of helping to fight the pandemic. Obviously, as the virus spreads, more and more people are turning to the government for help. So the question may arise of some kind of public judgment of how well the government responds to this crisis. That really probably won't be clear until 2023, when the next presidential elections are due to be held.
That's NPR's Peter Kenyon speaking with us from Istanbul. Peter, as always, thank you so much.
Thanks, Tanya.